Dead. They're flying me out to Beirut tomorrow, if that...
Oh, I'll come with you if...
I don't. ITN are fixing the flight.
I can squeeze in. I've lost a bit of weight. I wish I had something wise and brave and the least bit worth saying to say.
Oh? I'm surprised not to hear that Wittgenstein has something useful to offer for a time like this.
There's always death is not an event of life. It is not lived through, which I used to think sounded painless. But the truth is, we do live through it when it's someone else's. Our sons.
I won't let you make me cry, Alan. If you want to cry, hang up and go and cry. I know that you're feeling whatever you're feeling, but I haven't anything kind or comforting to say. Hannah's driving down to collect me in the morning, and she wants to come with me to Beirut. We'll fly home together with the body. I'm not going to cry. This isn't one of your TV interviews, so don't wait and wait and hope I'll crack up, because...
I love you and I admire you, Joycey. In my own unattractive way. He did what he wanted to do. Hang on to that. It's more than most of us do.
You were very good on the program tonight. Didn't show a thing.
A time like this is nothing like being phony through and through.
Go home to Shirley, Alan, and be kind to her.
She doesn't need me to be kind to her.
Yes, she does. Think about it.
I've thought. You're right. As usual. Is there anything I can do?
Something you cannot do. Call me again. Ever. Or come to the funeral. Good night, Alan.
Everything all right?
Oh, that caviar egg was just wonderful.
Johnny ate it specially for you, our dear.
It's amazing what you've done, the pair of you.
Oh, the three of us, dear, but who's counting? Septimus, probably. He does it up to 20 already. Quite enough to be going on with.
Au pied de sol, Giancarlo.
Oh, thank you. Looks fantastic. If that's all cream and butter, I shan't sleep.
Funny how food's all getting stacked these days. And when did they start having polygonal plates? Not that I have anything against polygons. As long as there are never more of them than there are of us.
Oh, Adam. Have you tried it? The sole. If it is so.
They said it was when it was disclosed. There's something wrong.
You tell me, because... Oh, I cannot possibly eat it.
That's bad, isn't it?
Oh. Jesus. Jesus.
What is this? We can't send it back.
No, I'm never eating it. What are we going to do?
Smile appreciatively for the moment, because here comes our leading lady.
How are the Popiettes?
Very, unusual. Very...
Tangy. We were just trying to guess what was in them.
Well, secrets of the confessional, dear. Never to be revealed. Enjoy, but don't probe, as the old adage had it. But Gianni does love a caper or two.
Ah. Mr. Paulson, there's someone for you. Lord Lacey, in the office, about the wedding on Sunday.
Damn, blast, and on my eager way.
So I'll repeat the question. What are we going to do?
Well, I hate to make a witless suggestion, but suppose you opened your handbag in your lap and just...
Do you know what you paid for it?
Every last shekel. But now it's sort of Kippur time, and I do mean now before Dennis gets back to ask us how it was. You first, then me. Go.
My best bag.
I know, and you're my best bag, as we used to say in the wonderful, wonderful 50s. Oh, my goodness, look who's just come in. The ravishing Mrs. Schiff. Quick as all of Jason heads turn open wide and give me your napkin.
Dennis, dive.
Better him than us. Damn it, careful. The sun is quite hot. I hope it doesn't melt.
It will not melt.
We'll put it on the floor in case it just steams. Make sure the clasp is clasped. When we make our dignified rush for the door. What a shame we have to cut such a delicious meal short. But we just heard, what have we just heard? Thousands.